I'd like to preface my remarks by saying that I don't think that what I would like to share with you this evening is mainstream thinking. I don't think so at all. But I must admit that I think it's very unfortunate that it's not, because I believe that the mainstream thinking, and it's not fair to say mainstream because there's so many different streams, it's hard to know what's really mainstream or not, but I think that the more usual perspective is something that doesn't work as well for us. And allow me to explain. There's a very interesting definition of Yirat Shamayim. At the end of Qehelet, where Shlomo HaMelech has been mahabel the whole world, Heval Avolim HaKoil Hovel, at the end he comes to a conclusion. Soif Dovar HaKoil Nishmo, Es Elohim Yiro, Ves Mitzvois of Shmor, Ki Ze Kol HaOdom. After everything is said and done, what's it all about? As the Kim Yiro, you fear Hashem, do the mitzvahs, because this is the purpose for which we were put into this world. Zokt Rashi, interestingly, I would say amazingly, as the Kim Yiro, Mashetuchal Asei Velibchol Hashemayim. Rashi seems to define Yiras Shomayim as something very different from what we normally assume. Yiras Shomayim, as the Kim Yiro, do the best you can. But your heart is always focused heavenward. You want to always come closer to Hashem. You want to always do better. But the definition of Yira is surprisingly, and it doesn't seem from Shlomo HaMelech or from Rashi that he's giving a bidyevedik definition, you know, nebach, like we hear, you know, it's like you can't do any better, do the best you can. Soif dovar akoil nishmo. After everything is said and done in this whole world. And so they kim yiro, mashetuchel asei velibchol ashamayim. So that's not a usual definition that you find of yiro shamayim. But I'll tell you that there are other places in Rashi where you also find bizarre definitions of Yiras Shamayim. For example, look at the first Rashi in Shir HaShirim. Maybe the second Rashi, but right at the beginning there. He says, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. Kol Aksuvim Kodesh V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Loi Hoyo Ha'olam Kedai Keyoyim Shenitin Bo Shir HaShirim. The world was never as worthy as the day that Shir HaShirim was given. Shekuloi Yiras Shomayim VeKibul Ol Malchusoi. Because Shir HaShirim is all about, it's all, its essence, Kuloi Yiras Shomayim, fear of heaven, and Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shomayim. And anyone who's ever read even the most superficial reading of Shir HaShirim knows that there isn't a word of Yiras Shomayim. It's all about Avo. Digloy Oloy Avo. Anilo Doidi Iva Doidi Li. Doidi Li Iva Aniloy. It's all what it is. It's all Avo. Shir HaShirim is Kula Yiras Shamayim V'Kibul Ol Malchusoy. It seems that there's another angle to Yiras Shamayim, which Rashi seems to be alluding to. The truth is, the Orchus Tzadikim in the Shar, I think in the Shar Ho'avo, I always get that confused, but I think so. He says that he refers to a Yiras Shamayim where he says, it's a fear of losing the loving relationship. That's my fear. Because if I do something wrong, I do an Avera, I'm breaching that relationship. And it's all about the love. So even Yiras Shamayim, which Rashi defines in Qehelet as Mashetuchel Asei V'Libchol Hashamayim, Rashi in Shir HaShirim seems to say, Yiras Shamayim, it's all based Ahava. It's a fear maybe of losing the Ahava. It's a Yiras HaRoimimus that emanates from Ahava. But it's all koshur intimately kosher with Avos Hashem. So that's another perspective. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. You know, it's very famous that when on Shabbos Mevorchim, which is not this Shabbos, but next Shabbos, and when they announced Rosh Chodesh Elul, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter fainted. Whether it happened every time, I don't know, or one time, but he fainted. Machmas the pachad of Elul. And therefore, it sets the tone of Elul being a Yemei Hayira. We call actually the Yomim Noiroyim, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yomim HaNoiroyim. But Elul seems for Rabbi Yisrael Salanter conjured up this fear that overwhelmed him so much that he fainted. And there definitely was and is in Rabbi Yisrael's writings and his teaching a very strong emphasis on Yira. But in later Talmidim, like in Slabotka, the emphasis was more on positive things, on the Gadlus HaOdom, on the Chesed Hashem, not as much, somewhat, but not as much on the Yira. And they once asked the altar, they said to him, the rumor has it that in Slabotka in the basement, there's a hook and a herring hanging by its tongue. A big herring, you know, we think herrings are little pieces like this, but it's a big herring hanging by its tongue. And the Talmidim go downstairs and they lie on the floor and they look up and they say, this is what happens to the Baal HaLoshon. To inspire them with Yerushamayim. Look what happens when you speak Lashon Hara. The Alter's response was very, very interesting. He says, there is no such thing. If it would help, we would do it. Abba said, Goren Shtelfen, it's not going to help. That's not going to do the trick. Today in the world, it seems to me, and I think that Slabotka opened up this venue of understanding, that the Yira can be so overwhelming that we just check out. We just close our ears. In fact, we find this in the Ramban, in his Hakdoma to Sefer Dvorim. On the Posuk, where he explains the Posuk, we say, Ki imcho in shir in Tilim Lamed, Kuf Lamed, Shira Malois. He says, Ki imcho haslicho leman tivorei. With you, Hashem, is forgiveness in order that you be feared. And it sounds very counterintuitive. If we know Hashem is forgiving, there's less reason to fear Him. There's less motivation to fear Him. There's less to be afraid of. So what's ki imcha haslicho leman tivorei? So he says the pshat is like this. If we didn't know the extent of Hashem's forgiveness, then we couldn't be afraid. We couldn't allow ourselves to be afraid. We become so overwhelmed, we become paralyzed. We would close our ears. We would tune out. We would run the other way. Because it's too much, it's overwhelming. This is even David HaMelech speaking. Ki imcha haslicha. When I know that you're a forgiving God, now leman tivori, because of that, we can actually allow ourselves to fear. So there are very positive emotions tied up with this, and there's a very big challenge of a fear that can paralyze as opposed to a fear that can energize. And I think in our generation, we have to be very careful, because what really happens is when we emphasize too much fear, more than we can handle, then we don't benefit from it. We sort of ignore it. We sort of close our ears. We sort of space out. We sort of run the other way. So, Mimela, we need something a little bit more positive. So even though Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was on such a level of Yerushamayim, that when he allowed himself to think in terms of Yira, it penetrated, it wasn't resisted, it was welcomed, it penetrated to the core of his neshoma, and it was mashpia on him to improve himself even more, even more, even more, even more. We have to be very careful that sometimes it could have the opposite effect. So what can we do? How can we deal with the coming days of Elul and the Yomim HaNoiroyim in a way that will not cause us to psychologically tune out, but rather to awaken us and inspire us and draw us in. I'd like to mention also that the very acronym of Elul that we say, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, sends a message that Elul is about our loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems, I dare say, I don't know, that for most of us, that if 10 days of Yomim HaNoiroim seem to be enough, and even that maybe we have to discuss a little bit, but Elul, let's work on the relationship. Let's Achas Shualti Beis Hashem, Shivti Beis Hashem Kol Yomei Chayai. That's what I want. That's that Lachzois Benoyam Hashem Ulevake Beicholoi Ani LeDoidi VeDoidi Li. So this really seems to be what the Avoida is, at least even in those days, and certainly for us, where the Yira itself can become far too much, too overwhelming. What can we do as an alternative? How can we focus in a way that will not scare us off, but will rather motivate us? And I'd like to say that although I indicated at the beginning that this may not be mainstream, but I believe it's completely based on what we find in Chazal. Not that we're making up some alternative for the feeble-minded or alternative for the faint-hearted, so we have to come up with some version that's a little bit, Yom Noroim light, or Elul light, or Yemei Hadin light. No, I don't believe that's what it is. There's a very interesting comma from the Chofetz Chaim. In Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Ranenu Tzadikim, that we say every Shabbos morning, the first, in the middle there, it says, Hayoitzer Yachad Libom, Hamevin El Kol Maaseim. That's the posuk that the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah brings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judges the world of Rosh Hashanah, B'skir Achas. Hayoitzer, the creator, Yachad Libom, takes all the hearts together, Hamevin El Kol Maaseim, and looks into all of them, B'vas Achas, B'skir Achas, he judges the whole world. So we're referring to the Yom HaDin, to the day of Rosh Hashanah. What does the capital continue? Ein HaMelech Noisha Barov Choyil. The armies are not going to help him. Gibor Lo Yinotza Barov Koyach. The strong man with his koyach is not going to help him. Sheker Asus L'Shua. His horses or his tanks are not going to save him. Rov Chela Lo Yimaleit. His armies are not going to be his way of escape. Hine ein Hashem el yireov. The eye of Hashem looks favorably on the God-fearing people, the Yirei Hashem. And here the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma. Liyireov, comma. Hami, alam meyachalim lachastui. To those who await his chesed. The Chofetz Chaim points out and says, it doesn't say Yireov hameyachalim. Those who fear him, who are awaiting his chesed, who are trusting him. It's two kitas. Liyareyov, that's one. Then, Lameyachalim Lachastoy, that's another kat. That's another group. So there's two groups, two approaches in the Yom HaDin. And on both of them, the next posuk says, Lahatzil b'movis nafshom, Lachayoy somborov, saving them from death and from hunger. So it seems that in the Yom HaDin, in the day of Rosh Hashanah, in the Yoitzer Yachad Libom, the day that Biskira Achas Hashem judges the world, that there's two groups. There's the Yirei Hashem, okay? They got it made. These are these great tzaddikim. Their situation is secure. But then there's the Miyachalim Lechastoy. They're not the Yirei Hashem, but they're so connected to Hashem that they're hoping for his chesed. They're relying in the moment of din, they're relying on the Chesed Hashem. I would say they were so inspired by the Elul and the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li that Elul did, and the Bitochin that David HaMelech expresses in Kapitel Chav Zayin that we say every day, twice a day in Elul, that they got to the level where they're, I'm not really holding by the highest level of Yerushalayim, but I'm Meyachalim L'chastoy. As I approach the Din on Rosh Hashanah, I'm optimistic, I'm positive, I'm full of Bitochin. That's what the Achreinim say. That's why Erev Rosh Hashanah, Megalchinu, Mistaprin, we treat it like an Erev Yontif because it's a simcha. We have Seudos because we want to show. And we want to not just show, but we want to internalize ourselves the message that we're relying on Hashem. Betuchim, that we're betuchim in the din, that the din will be positive in our favor. And it seems that the koyach of connection to Hashem and trust in Hashem, that as I stand in the din and I may not be worthy, but I have another entitlement, so to speak, and that is I'm relying on Hashem to help me. I'm relying on a positive result. I'm counting on you, Hashem. I'm miyachalim lechastoy. And that seems to have an independent koyach. And I believe that although we should not negate or neglect the concept of Yerushalayim, and you know, when the time comes, I think it's a little early for that. I just thought we should get a jump start on the Bitochen aspect of it. But we should not neglect that. But yes, sometimes it becomes overwhelming. And yes, sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other. And yes, sometimes we just don't pay attention to it because it's a little bit too unnerving. But what we should begin to pay attention to is that trusting relationship with Hashem. Just as we trust Hashem for everything, I trust Hashem in a business deal, and I trust Hashem in a refuah, and I trust Hashem in I trust Hashem in everything. I trust Hashem in the Yom HaDin as well. And when I put my trust in Hashem, that's a koyach. That's la hatzil mimovis nafshum alchayusum barov. To, it seems, a similar extent, even to the Yirei Hashem. Because it says, Ein Hashem al Yireyov, comma. I believe the Radak also learns it like that, besides Lechofetz Chaim. Lamiyachalim lachastoy, a separate group, and both are lahatzibuvav snapshom alchayosomarov. So I think that that's something that we really have to begin to focus on, and I think that we have no idea how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us. You know, part of the problem with fear is it really goes against our whole concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, if we have been nurtured too much on the fear, it interferes with our concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we look at, you know, I joke about it, but a lot of people that I ask about what their concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, young people specifically, and they say, oh, Keil Nekomeis Hashem! That's the pasuk that comes to mind. The God of vengeance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Chesed Yibone, created the world only from Chesed, for Chesed, with Chesed. Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, what's the tuv of Hashem, says the Alter from Slavotka? Kila Olam Chastoi, because His Chesed is forever, and everything in this world is Chesed. And that has to be a very important look. And I want to mention something now, which is shocking, I believe. But I think it could be a very helpful tool in developing any type of spiritual achievement or growth that we wish to accomplish. And for that matter, I believe it could be a tool to accomplish anything in the world that we want to accomplish. There's a very bizarre comment from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of Tkiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur de Yovel. On Yom Kippur of Yovel, there was also a Tkiah Shofar. And even before he gets to the Sherish HaMitzvah, he explains what the difference between the Tkiah Shofar on Yom Kippur de Yovel and the regular Tkiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is. And he says the Tkiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is something else. It's to remind us of Akedas Yitzchok. What happened? Avram Avinu brought Yitzchok, was ready to do as Hashem said, to shecht him. And Unitzayer benafshenu, Ke'ilu hikravnu es bonenu. We should be mitzayer ourselves, think in our minds, if I picture myself taking my son. And because Hashem said, I listen to Hashem, I love Hashem, I follow Hashem, I'm taking my son, take the pictures that they have on the calendars or wherever, and put your face in Avram Avinu and your son's face in Yitzchok, and I'm ready to do the Rosan Hashem. And he says, doing that will be zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah. What did I do? A hoax, a trick. I pictured myself. Okay, here goes. The shofar is blowing. I'm remembering Akedas Yitzchok. Now I'm saying, oh, here, I'm putting my picture. I'm taking my son, and I'm taking him. Here's a knife. Here's a mizbeach. Here's a fire. Tie him on the mizbeach. Have the fire, the knife. I don't know what happened exactly. And I'm ready to shecht him. That's going to be a schus that I should be zeicha bedin. You know how much negativity I got on my marks on my cheshbon. You know how many mistakes I made this year. That's gonna swing the din. What did I do? Mele, if I would have done Akedas Yitzchok, that's one thing. But I imagined it. I pictured it. Two things you see from there. Number one, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in giving us the mitzvah of shofar, was looking for ways, I dare say, it's not nice maybe, excuses to be able to be mezakeh us bedin. And he tells us, listen, here's a shofar, think about Akedas Yitzchok, imagine yourself doing it, and that'll be a schus. But we see something else from there too. We see that the power of, I think in science they call it guided imagery, the power of imagining oneself performing an act, seeing that picture must be so awesome, must be so powerful, must be so overwhelming that it can be nechshav as a schus as if I did it. Because it's real, it has a hashpah. I've elevated myself. Just like the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu elevated himself min hakoyach el apoyel by being ready to do Akedas Yitzchok. That was the nisoyon. Hashem knew Avraham Avinu was going to do it, but and Avraham Avinu had it in him. But by stepping up to the plate and taking the knife and being ready to do it, he took it from the koyach, from the dormant, into the poyel, into the active. It became an active. He became a greater person in the process. It seems that this guided imagery can do the same for us. It seems that if I picture myself doing such an act of Mesiras Nefesh, that it elevates me. And if it elevates me, so Mamela, I now have a new schus, an amazing schus, an elevation level of Akedas Yitzchok. It's Oyem V'Noyer, the power. Truth of the matter is that in medicine, the doctors, the medical profession preaches that if a person has a clogged artery, and if you picture blood gushing through the artery, it enhances the blood flow. If a person is standing at home plate and he wants to hit a home run, and he pictures it actually happening, he increases statistically his chance of hitting a home run. And these are things that are known today in modern science. So there is such a koyach. And I think that if we wish to improve ourselves, let's say I wish to be able to have bitochen when I come to the Yom HaDin. I wish to be able to strengthen my bitochen Hashem. Well, of course, there's learning, there's musar, there's learning the inyone bitochen, there's shiurim on bitochen, there's shmuzer on bitochen, of course. But there's something else. There's picturing it. When I go into a situation, I know it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to picture myself before that I'm standing in front of Hashem, relying on Him to take care of me badin, despite the fact that I may not be fully deserving. Or I wish to develop the midas habitochon. So I'm picturing myself as I go in to a business deal, and I want to be able to have bitochon because I know that will enhance the extent of my success in the deal. And I picture myself walking in with bitochon, walking in without any fear, walking in without any nervousness, not being concerned about anything, confident not in my business prowess and not in my negotiating skills and not in my personality, but in the Chesed Hashem. that can have a power to actually influence a person where he's holding. And through that, he can develop a greater sense of bitochon and become more capable to be able to achieve that which he wants to achieve. And, of course, one of the greatest byproducts of the Midas HaBitochon is the Menuchas HaNefesh. Imagine if a person is standing, we've been talking about the Din of Rosh Hashanah. He's standing B'din on Rosh Hashanah, and he mamish feels this Bitochon. That there's no pachad. Am I worried? Am I nervous? Am I stressed? No, I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That reliance has a power to engender an amazing level of Menuchas HaNefesh. A Menuchas HaNefesh that gives me the strength and the courage to go on under the most difficult circumstances without getting sick over it, without my blood pressure going off the charts, without panicking. So it's a very, very good investment. And any tachbula that we can use to enhance our bitochon is a win-win situation. We end up winning with an additional koyach to influence the results. The Chofetz Chaim's Loshen is, we've quoted it here before, I'm sure, the fi, it's in a letter to the soldiers of the Machne Yisrael, the fi goydel habitochon kach goydel ha'atzlocha. It's not all or nothing. To the degree that my bitochon is strong, it's that degree that I influence the ha'atzlocha. And I would add to that, to the degree that my bitochon is strong, is to that degree that my peace of mind, my menuchas hanefesh, increases, because it's all in his hands. He's taking care of everything. I have nothing to worry about.